the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Someone downloaded Dead Star Twilight.
It's one of the funniest things I've read in a long time. It's just hilarious.
Well, okay, here we go. We've got this controversy going on today. It's kind of a loop of insanity where I guess it started with Chez, your post about Roseanne being batshit crazy.
Which, by the way, I got to give I have to give credit. There is a guy who reads me and fed me for a really long time named John Foley, and he wants to give himself a headache. He is in tune to every bit of insane, Sam Dolenkott stuff. He's in tune to all the real end of that and all the conspiracy theories and all that. So he sent me the Roseanne thing the other day, which at that time had like two comments, and I don't think anybody'd read it yet. And I'm just like, this is the most insane thing I've read in I don't know how long, which is saying something. So yes, I posted that.
Yeah, I mean, and she's become representative now, where she was once just sort of a crackpot liberal. She's gone way off the deep end into this kind of Lyndon LaRouche, Alex Jones, batshit crazy. And that's the central problem that she has, or that this other guy has. We're going to get to that in a second. That you use the words batshit crazy.
Right.
To describe it.
Apparently he has a real serious issues with bats.
So then what happens?
He's very angry. He's stepping up in defense of bats, in defense of batshit.
We've also got Ben Cohen in on this call. So, so what happened was, I guess, what did Shauna from the Daily Banter, she tweeted the link to Roseanne?
I wrote a piece. I read Chez's piece and obviously burst out laughing. And also
Mary Beth from Salon.com wrote about it and linked back to me.
Right.
Did I link back to you, Chez?
Hmm?
I don't think I linked back to you, did I?
No. Mary Beth did.
Sorry.
From Salon, yeah.
But anyway, I wrote the piece. You know, I lived in LA for a long time and spent my share of time knowing kind of celebrities and actors and all this kind of stuff and TV people. And one of the reasons why I left LA because I couldn't really hack it anymore, couldn't take it anymore. And I kind of harbor a slight rage against them. was watching Roseanne blathering on about Obama violating, you know, how many amendments was it? There were like four amendments apparently he's violated, and he's a dictator. And yeah, anyway, it was just kind of nonsense.
He's gay, and he blew up the Boston Marathon.
It's just ridiculous. So it got me thinking about Hollywood celebrities and what happens to people. You know, where do these people come from, and what makes them? What kind of experience have they had throughout their lives to turn this kind of batshit insane? So I kind of did a quick piece on you know, 15-step guide to becoming Roseanne Barr, which you could probably transplant onto pretty much any kind of, like, unbelievably annoying and obnoxious celebrity like her. And then Shauna, who runs our ads and does a lot of the business development at the Banter, tweeted about it, and she looped Roseanne Barr in. And actually, obviously, you know, she's clearly searching her name in Twitter. It came up, and she started tweeting at us. And then I got involved. I didn't want Shauna to take any, so I got involved. And then what did she say? There was a great tweet. Can we say it on the podcast, Bob?
Say it.
What she tweeted at the Daily Banter. It was really nice. Suck my cock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, there was the post with the link to your 15-step guide to becoming Roseanne, and then Roseanne's response this morning was, to the Daily Banter, suck my cock.
Yeah. And then she got into it in the comments section with another rant about how I'm a pro-Israel capitalist chill or something like that. Which, if anybody's read any of my work, it was about Netanyahu. I'm absolutely not.
You know what's fucked about that? She went completely by your last name. That's it. That's as deep as she dug on that.
Yeah. Well, she's in cahoots with a guy who started the rumor that Obama is gay. Now that leads us.
An idiot. Yeah, she's an idiot.
Yeah, that leads us to this guy Wayne Madsen, who is, I guess, some sort of self-declared independent investigative journalist who is, you know, is along the lines of Roseanne and Alex Jones and Lyndon LaRouche and all these crazy conspiracy theorists. He's the guy who started the rumor that Obama was gay and would go to bathhouses in Chicago to pick up men. All right. That's who this guy is. So this guy writes an article, posted on a site behind a paywall. And then tweets out, and this is what I guess you noticed, Chez, this tweet that says, it's this guy named Wayne Madsen. He tweeted, response to attack team of Bob and Chez, the shock jocker and the druggie, two phony journalists, with journalists in quotes, today at WayneMadsenReport.com. So we go to Wayne Madsen Report, and the thing is behind a paywall. We can't actually read what he wrote.
But druggy, then, by the way. That's like something that your parents call you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Are you a druggy?
Have you experimented with marijuana cigarettes?
With marijuana cigarettes? Are you smoking grass?
So what ended up happening was I started going after that guy on Twitter then.
And you did, yes.
And then I realized that I've heard this name before, not only in the context of the NSA story, where he did some bogus, he was a contributor to some bogus story in The Observer, which eventually got pulled from its sister site, The Guardian. And that's where I remember the name. But he's actually been going after John Schindler and Tom Nichols, who are two professors at the Naval War College and are also pretty prominent bloggers on national security, everything like that. So this guy has been going after John Schindler specifically. He's on Twitter as 20 Committee, and he's been trying to get John Schindler fired from the Naval War College, and he even filed a Freedom of Information Act request to the Naval War College to find out if Schindler and the NSA are investigating Wayne Madsen or eavesdropping on him. Now, Schindler is also a former NSA analyst. So he's trying to form a conspiracy theory out of all of this. So then I notice that there's this thing about us. So now we've got like Schindler, Tom Nichols, Bob and Chez, Daily Banter, Ben Cohen, all these. Now Roseanne Barr is looped into it because that's where this article ended up turning up in public view. Someone posted it on Roseanne Barr's site.
Right. And by the way, Do I even need to say the like, I don't give a fuck about anything that this guy has to say.
Right.
But what made me really laugh out loud was, okay, hold on a second. You are criticizing me for doing drugs, and you're running that through Roseanne.
Who wants to legalize marijuana and all drugs, I think, right?
Who has done nothing but drugs for most of her fucking life.
And you know, and she's publicly gone out to...
and was running for president, incidentally.
Yeah, running for president in the name of legalizing drugs. And she actually did an episode of her show where she's trying to score pot. She had that show on, I don't know what, it was a Hallmark Channel or something like that, where it was just a Roseanne reality show. In one episode, she actually does try to go get drugs, and she goes to various sources, tries to get medical marijuana and all this. But you're a druggie, Chez.
I am.
So this article
That's Mr. Druggie to you.
Yeah, but this Wayne Madsen Report article, headline, Batshit Crazy Meme Becoming a Standard for Attack on Wayne Madsen Report Editor. And so
the whole thing is, I mean, just reading through his piece, it's completely ludicrous.
It really, like, really
it, is. There's just every single paragraph has some factual error, and this guy's supposedly a journalist.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, then we can go for it line by line.
That's the thing. Look, you're never going to disprove anything because he's a conspiracy theorist, and the way he operates is the way all conspiracy theorists operate, mm-hmm. which is all they can do is call me names. All they can do is attack me. They're not confronting any of my points. That's because your points sound like they came from a fucking 12-year-old retard, stupid. You have fucking brain damage. I don't have to address them.
Right. So this piece begins by mentions John Schindler, Naval War Collegist John Schindler, and the fact that this guy's going after Schindler. And then someone else, Double Click Baron Kevin Ryan, a noted libertarian of the Koch brothers mindset. So, I mean, there's like a bunch of different things he's looping in here. Then, of course, Mary Beth from Salon.com, and then gets into the Salon.com's ownership. John Warnock, the deep-pocketed Mormon co-founder of Adobe Systems. It's like Raytheon, IBM.
This is exactly Paper Trails. Raytheon. Everything. If you peel back anything, that's where the reality is.
And then I'm seeing Macy's, I'm seeing Burger King, I'm seeing now here comes the Daily Banter, then it gets into Ches Pazienza, the banter author who penned the batshit crazy internet conspiracy theorist screed is another story entirely, he writes. While this editor couldn't put my pen down in the days and weeks after 9/11, Pazienza couldn't put the crack pipe down.
It was you want to know a really fun little irony? It actually wasn't, obviously it wasn't crack, it was heroin, but I actually used a pen to smoke heroin. So I guess technically he and I were doing the same thing. I couldn't put my pen down.
It's great.
It all worked out. See, it all comes full circle.
That is a beautiful thing.
This is he was fired from CNN in 2008 over his editorializing on the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
Which apparently, for CNN policies, the editor will not be lectured on proper journalism techniques by an addled brain drug addict and a loser who couldn't hold a job at two major TV broadcast networks.
Now, if that makes Ches sound unserious, wait till you get a load of my paragraph. Because for Mr. Investigative Reporter, Mr. Wayne Madsen, Investigative Reporter, like went as far as Wikipedia. I mean, this is where he got everything. He went to Wikipedia. That's really, you know what? He really had to make a lot of phone calls and call in some sources, maybe a deep throat meeting in a garage somewhere to find out that I worked for the Don and Mike show, which is on Wikipedia. And I did. I worked for the Don and Mike show. He describes it as a Washington, D.C. shock jock program that tried to be the afternoon complement of the morning Howard Stern show. And he says here, but alas, with their constant fart jokes, undoubtedly written by the adolescent-minded Seska. So basically giving me credit for every single one of Don and Mike's fart jokes in the, 8 months I was there working on the show. Oh, my God. And so I ended up tweeting the link to Don Geronimo, who's the Don from the Don and Mike show. And he Don replied that I write the best fart jokes ever.
Awesome,
which is a great response.
Should be proud of that.
I think the thing is like giving these guys exposure. I feel some part of me feels kind of bad for giving these guys any exposure whatsoever because they're such idiots.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was getting into this in the comment section on my Roseanne piece. About personal attacks on Roseanne. But it's like, the older I get, the more annoyed I get with the angry, this kind of radical maniac left, and kind of libertarian civil libertarian conspiracy theorists, for just destroying what's left of any kind of semblance of civilized debate in America. Yeah. We attack the right all the time, but these guys are just as responsible. Right? Yeah. They've gone so far batshit loony left that it's turning it into some sort of, it's just, they're just slinging shit at each other, and there's no kind of sense in any of it.
Yeah, I think we've been observing this for most of the year now, where there's this conflation of the far left and the far right, and they're joining in kind of this weird no man's land occupied by like Alex Jones and all of these others. Now this other guy, Wayne Madsen, is in there. Roseanne is in there. It's this weird web of insanity that is.
Yeah, and I mean the thing to keep in mind though is, and I agree. I didn't want to get into a fight with these people. That was one of the first things that I thought of. It's like, I don't mind writing about it, and maybe that makes me a pussy by, wanting to go ahead and take a swing, but not have to fucking be needled to death on Twitter for the rest of the day. But yeah, I mean, there's something about like, we're not really engaging them. We're just mocking them.
Yeah.
And that I'm kind of cool with. I'm cool with pointing out, like, this is the fucking dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would just love to go to war against this guy, Wayne Madsen. Just come after
us. Just for fun. Well, also, I think there is, I had a conversation with somebody about this.
Ben, excuse me 1 second. Okay. Go ahead.
That's so juvenile of you, Paul.
It is.
It's a serious podcast.
It's adolescent, man.
It's adolescent minded.
You're fired. Yeah, no, Chad, actually, no, you're taking drugs. You're fired.
That's right.
Christ's sake. I mean, look, no, I was having a conversation with someone.
This is where I can announce, by the way, that Ben and Bob and I have all smoked crack together in a crack house with Rob Ford.
Rob Ford, yeah.
I do think this is kind of what has happened with the Daily Banter as a whole in itself. Like, you know, someone was saying there's a lot more kind of rudeness and being snarky than there was before on the site. But my answer to that is like, well, I think we're sort of being forced into this situation where the sort of spectrum for debate or the paradigm of debate is now so ridiculous that the only thing you can do is laugh at this stuff.
Yeah.
You can't, you know what I mean? Serious debate no longer really exists because it's dominated by clowns like this.
Oh, yeah.
So what you have to do, I mean, I think one of the best ways of countering it is to laugh at it, is to put it up as we say in England, take the piss out of it, because it's so absurd. You can't really take it seriously. Like, I don't want to engage Roseanne seriously because she's not serious.
Right. Right, and there's no way to do it seriously.
There is no way to do it.
Because, I mean, you know, you could descend on that rabbit hole where you're starting to pick apart all of her points, and then it ends up just disintegrating into nothing. It turns into just a lot of screaming and white noise. It doesn't actually amount to anything worthwhile. So, right, all you can do is to treat it
You can never disprove a conspiracy theory. Yeah. It's impossible. Right. I was listening to something on NPR yesterday about conspiracy theories. It was on the World Show in the afternoon, and they were talking about the guy who was doing the report said it takes almost no oxygen for a conspiracy theory to thrive. And I think that's actually crap. I think it takes zero oxygen. Mm-hmm. I think it makes its own oxygen.
Yeah, it's the whole idea of what you don't know. And as long as you don't know something, you can make up whatever you want to fill in that void.
Anything you want, you know, like that, the whole, who was the guy, the Rolling Stone journalist guy who was...
Michael Hastings.
Yeah. You know, it was the first thing this idiot started saying was, because the government has the capability of bugging your car, therefore they must have killed Michael Hastings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. You know, yeah, it's an astonishing leap of logic.
Yeah. And it's not even the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination yet. That's tomorrow. We're not even there yet. And the crazy conspiracy theories have only yet to begin.
I remember, you know, Matt Taibbi did a really, really great story. And he cut so much shit from the truthers, because he used to really beat up on the truthers, on the 9/11 truthers. And he talks about a meeting that he had with one where, like, a bunch of people who he considered smart said, look, you have to meet this guy. You have to meet this guy. So he goes and meets him. And, of course, he's this paranoid whack job who, you know, needed to meet him at a diner and, sit back to back like Lydia on Breaking Bad because, you know, he doesn't want to get found out. But it's like Taibbi had the best comment, and it was, okay, show me evidence. No, don't show me a video that posits some interesting little theories made by a bunch of high college kids. Considering the level of criminal activity you're alleging, show me evidence. And if you can't, then nothing you say should be taken seriously. If you're the level of the crime, the size of the crime needs to be, quite honestly, it needs to correlate to how much evidence you have and how strong your evidence is. You'd better be able to fucking prove it if you make a claim like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not, you know, when you have a theory, the whole idea is to disprove the theory. That's the entire, you know, science, that's how you do it. It's good science or good investigative journalism is you try to disprove, you come up with a theory.
Exactly.
And say, okay, how do I disprove it? When you're trying to prove a theory, right, when you're not trying to, when you're trying to prove something and not disprove it, it automatically it makes it invalid because you're not doing a job. It's like journalism, criticism of Glenn Greenwald. Greenwald, I have probably more sympathy for him than you guys do, but I think that some of the stuff he says is relevant, but the fact that he tries to prove his worldview all the time. He's not trying to disprove his worldview, which would be the mark of a true investigative journalist. But he doesn't. He has a theory and he goes after it and tries to disregard all evidence that counts as his particular perception of the world. And that's not, you can't call that an investigative journalist.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, I've said that several times. You're absolutely right. That's perfect.
But I know, Chaz, you got some work to do, and we need to wrap this up. But I wanted to leave on this note. Is this officially the Daily Banter's Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah. It is.
Roseanne Barr. Oh, guys, we've hit the big time. If we're dealing with Roseanne Barr now, I mean, I think we're A-listed.
We are. It's huge.
It's huge.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
Okay. Bye, guys.